Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe and opposition leaders Morgan Tsvangirai and Arthur Mutambara shook hands over the agreement before half a dozen African heads of state and several thousand supporters in Harare. After 3 decades of undisputed rule, the accord calls for Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party to share power with the opposition. Mr. Mugabe noted that the agreement contains elements that neither he nor the opposition liked.
History makes us walk the same route. We may disagree on that route, and this is what we were doing. But now there are areas where we find ourselves in agreement. And as we move forward, as long as certain salient principles are recognized, we will find more room for agreement.
He said these principles included recognition of Zimbabwe's sovereignty, and he accused foreign powers that levied economic sanctions against his government of seeking to impose solutions to Zimbabwe's problems. Under the accord, Mr. Mugabe is to continue as head of state and preside over cabinet meetings. Mr. Tsvangirai, who heads the largest faction of the Movement for Democratic Change, is to assume the newly created post of prime minister and chair the newly created Council of Ministers. A smaller opposition faction led by Arthur Mutambara is to receive 3 ministries, and Mutambara is to assume one of the 2 newly created positions of deputy prime minister. The president's party is to receive 15 ministerial portfolios, while Mr. Tsvangirai's group is to receive 13 ministries, and the Mutambara faction is to receive 3 cabinet posts. Mr. Tsvangirai said he signed the agreement because he believes it represented the best opportunity to build a peaceful and prosperous Zimbabwe. In a reference to the political violence that has plagued Zimbabwe, Mr. Tsvangirai said his hope for the future ran deeper than his grief over past sufferings, and he called for the new leadership to overcome its rivalries.
As Prime Minister designate, I call on all supporters of both ZANU-PF and MDC to unite as all Zimbabweans, to put the interests of our nation and our people first, and to work together for a new Zimbabwe. Divisions, polarization, and hatred belong to the past.
The opposition won a majority of the parliamentary seats in elections last March, and Mr. Tsvangirai received the most votes in the presidential race. But Mr. Mugabe won the runoff vote after Mr. Tsvangirai withdrew, citing a campaign of state-sponsored intimidation in which more than 100 of his supporters were killed. Mutambara, in his remarks, hailed the agreement as an African solution to an African problem, but warned that many challenges lay ahead.
Today is just but the beginning. The hard work starts today. We are here because our country is going through a humanitarian, political, and economic crisis of immense proportions.
He said the new leadership must overcome past rivalries and make the hard decisions needed to return the country to prosperity. Southern African leaders hailed the accord and praised South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki for his mediation efforts. They called for Western governments to lift economic sanctions against the Mugabe government, and they urged the international community to help ease Zimbabwe's economic crisis, characterized by hyperinflation, 80% unemployment, and shortages of food and basic goods. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.